سلام، خوش اومدین به 11th اپیزود از رادیو آیلتس سفیر. در این اپیزود قراره یک نمونه واقعی از اسپیکینگ آیلتس رو بشنویم که در اون متقاضی نمره کامل یعنی 9 رو دریافت کرده. پس دست دکمه های پخشتون نزنین و با ما همراه بشین.
This is a speaking test for the International English Language Testing System conducted on 20th January 2025 at Safir. The candidate is Elmira Sultani and the examiner is Nazli Jalal Khan. Good afternoon. My name is Nazli Jalal Khan. Can you tell me your full name, please?
Hi, I'm Elmira Sultani.
Thank you. Can I see your ID, please?
Sure, here you go.
Thank you. Now, in this first part, I'd like to ask you some questions about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you live in a small town or a big city?
Actually, I live in a really big city. I live in Tehran, which is actually a metropolitan city. And I absolutely love it because it's really convenient. There are many great places to see, historical places, modern places. And the public transport system is actually really good considering the fact that it's only been built recently. So I live in a big city.
Are there things you don't like about your area?
Actually, the area that I live in is a pretty good area. It's pretty much clean. It has great greenery. The neighbors are not noisy and they're not nosy. So I guess I live in a pretty good area. So no, I like everything about my area.
Do you think you'll continue to live there for a long time?
Yes, I do think I'll live there for a long time, but basically because I guess I'm too lazy to move. And, you know, the idea of packing boxes and transferring those boxes, it's too much for me.
Okay, let's talk about music. What type of music do you most like to listen to?
Actually, my playlist is a great mixture of many different genres. So I like to listen to many different types of genres, but I guess the one I like listening to the most is rock, especially rock from the 80s and early 90s. After rock, I really like metal. Metal is really good because some people think it's not that good, but it's actually really meaningful. The genre I like the least is actually pop, and I don't really listen to pop unless it's really a bop.
Have you always liked the same type of music?
No, actually. As an adult, when I think about the songs I really liked as a child, I keep on thinking to myself, like, what were you thinking? Because they were really meaningless. And I guess I really liked them because they were really lively.
Mm-hmm. Do you prefer listening to music alone or with other people?
Actually, I prefer to listen to music alone, because when I listen to music, I usually start moving along and dancing to the music, and I really don't want to be in the company of others when I start doing these types of things.
Let's talk about friends.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any good friends who live far away?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, actually I do. I've become friends with people in Turkey, in Canada, in the US. And they do live far away, but thanks to things like social media and all these recent applications, we have turned into really good friends over time.
Are you still friends with any of your childhood friends?
No, unfortunately, I'm not, because I was separated from them when we moved to Iran a couple of decades ago. And unfortunately, back then in the early 2000s, social media did not exist and calling them by phone was really expensive and it wasn't really a choice for me. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to keep in contact with them.
What do you value most about your friends?
The fact that they have been able to accept me for who I am. They've accepted my weirdness, my awkwardness, and we're able to have a really good time together.
Do you think you're a good friend?
I hope I'm a really good friend because I try to help out my friends when they're in need, whenever they need something, whenever they need someone to listen to. And so I hope I can be as good of a friend to them as they are to me.
Now, I'm going to give you a topic and I'd like you to talk for 1 to 2 minutes. Don't worry if I stop you. Here's a paper and pencil, and this is your topic.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Remember, okay. You have 1 to 2 minutes, so don't worry if I stop you. I'll tell you when your time is up.
Okay.
Can you start speaking, please?
Sure. I actually saw the wild robot a couple of months back. I think it was in November. And I saw it on a streaming app on my phone. I don't remember the name of the app, but I saw it there. And when I first heard about the movie, I thought it was a children's movie. And it was basically an animation about a robot that comes to Earth and is tasked with helping to raise a gosling. So I went into this movie thinking that that was what I was going to see, that it was a simple, easy watch. But as I watched the movie, I realized that this wasn't a movie just for kids. It was definitely a movie for all age groups, like kids, teens, adults. They can all watch this movie because it shows how kindness really changes others and how we all need love and we need to be raised with love. Even though the main character was a robot, it showed that over time, even the robot was able to gain motherly emotions and motherly feelings. So I definitely liked how it promoted kindness and love. And actually, the only thing I disliked was it was shorter than I would like it to be.
Thank you. Did your friends see this movie too?
I actually recommended it to one of my close friends, but I don't know if she saw it or not.
Thank you. Can I have the booklet and the paper and pencil back, please?
Sure.
We've been talking about a movie you saw recently, and I'd like to ask you one or two more questions related to this.
Okay.
What types of films are popular with young people in your country?
Given the situation young people are in my country, I guess comedies are really popular nowadays. Like, you know, the younger generation really wants to have a good laugh when they go out. So I guess those kinds of films are popular. But something that's happened that I think is a positive change is social dramas have become much better in recent years. And I think that that has helped give a wider variety to the younger generation.
Is watching films always a good way to relax?
It definitely depends on the film. Like a movie like The Wild Robot, it definitely helped me relax and think. But movies like Come and See, movies like All Quiet on the Western Front, like these are movies that are really difficult to watch and they really don't help you relax. They just fill you with rage at the stupidity of mankind. So it depends on the movie.
Okay. Has watching films in the cinema become more or less popular?
I think, unfortunately, in recent years, it's become less popular, not because generally watching movies has become less popular, but because of the increase in the price of tickets and because of the low availability of high-quality movies.
What makes an actor successful?
I think having a good range of characters makes an actor successful. Watching an actor do the same role for every single movie, I think that's boring. And I don't really think that anyone wants to see the same type of movie. So I think an actor making people cry and making people laugh and making people think in different movies, that's what makes them successful.
Are actors paid too much?
Definitely, yeah. They're paid way too much because they act out a couple of scenes and then they're paid millions of dollars for acting out. Personally, I think that if actors are paid millions of dollars just for a few scenes and a few movies, then I think minors need to be paid in billions, actually.
Mm-hmm. Why are people so interested in the lives of film stars?
I think people are bored with their own lives. I think their lives have become too predictable. But, you know, watching film stars, they're rich, they're glamorous. I think they're interested in those types of lives because it's so different from their own realities.
How do you see the future of films in your country?
I think it has a positive outlook because watching movies from 30, from 4 years ago, even 50, 60 years ago, I've seen I've rarely seen good movies from back then. But nowadays, especially social dramas, they've really been able to increase the quality of acting and also the quality of film scripts. They've really started to resonate with the general population. And I think we can, watch these movies and think more about our own lives and compare it with our own lives. So I think in the future, movies are going to be much better.
How do you see the future of films in your country?
I think that films in my country, this has a positive outlook to it. Looking at the history of movies in my country, movies from 50, 60 years ago, even movies from up from like 20 to 30 years ago, I think that they were really weak and they were difficult to relate to. They were really cliche. And if you saw one movie, it meant that you saw all of them. They were about things like everlasting love or exaggerated situations. But in the past, I guess, decade, directors and producers have started to really pay attention to what real life is like. And they've started to add these elements to their own movies, which I think has really increased the quality of movies nowadays. And we've won quite a few international awards in recent years. So I think the future is definitely looking up to them.
That is the end of the speaking test. Thank you.
Thank you.